T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A chain reaction crash of 3 semis and 2 passenger vehicles on I-55 near southwest suburban Wilmington this morning left one man dead and 2 others seriously hurt.
The accident happened in a construction zone northbound on I-55 at Lorenzo Road. Illinois State Trooper Deanne Fellett describes what happened.
The very first vehicle was a truck tractor semi-trailer that failed to come to a stop at the start of the construction backup and struck 2 passenger vehicles, which were pushed into the rear of a second semi, which then was pushed into the rear of a third semi.
Fellett says the driver of one of the passenger vehicles, identified by the Will County coroner as Kenneth Bloor of St. Peters, Missouri, died in the crash. A man driving one of the passenger vehicles and a woman driving another passenger vehicle were seriously hurt. Fellett says Shabir Patel, the driver of the truck investigators say started the chain reaction, is charged with failing to reduce speed and following too closely. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.